In those days, the 8-story building was considered a skyscraper. The wedge-shaped structure is a snapshot of trends playing out in Asheville at the time and similarly in cities across the country. Architectural historian Catherine Beischer says the shift had its share of skeptics.
These little southern cities needed a skyscraper about as much as a hog needs a morning coat, meaning kind of like a formal jacket.
The Roaring Twenties brought economic growth and a desire to be more urban, or cityfied, as Beischer likes to say.
And at that time, especially, people that were thinking about how to be urban often thought about, what do they do in New York?
At that time, New York City's Flatiron Building was more than 20 years old, but the desire to be more like the Big Apple was on the mind of many developers in Asheville. While the architect Albert Carl Wirth got to work on his Flatiron structure, several other architecturally significant buildings went up around the same time in Asheville: the Grove Arcade, the S&W Cafeteria, and First Baptist Church. As author Thomas Wolfe wrote about Asheville at the time, the streets were foaming with a mad, exuberant life. Fast forward nearly a century, and the city similarly faces another period of growth and urban investment.
I'm no economic analyst as to how many hotel rooms any place needs. And the other thing is, whenever you reach it, it won't be a static situation. Things always change. What's true of the hotel demand and supply right this minute is only true right this minute.
Beischer says, regardless of its future use, she just hopes the Flatiron Building continues to be preserved and appreciated. I'm Cass Harrington.